Okay, this file is very straightforward. What it does is it simply makes you the pet of whomever puts you in a pet collar. You'll find yourself docile, easily controlled, and very, very willing to please while you are their pet, and you will love it. And that is pretty much all there is to it. So what we're going to do right now is work on getting you into a nice, comfortable, enjoyable trance. That's right. That's all we're going to do. We're going to get you into a nice, comfortable trance. First, let yourself get into a nice, comfortable place. Some place that you can relax easily. That's right. Make yourself nice and comfortable. Go ahead. And once you're comfortable, we're going to begin relaxing you. We're going to relax you while you focus on my voice. We're going to take you down into a nice, comfortable trance and let the whole world just fade away. That's right. All you're going to do is let the world fade away as you listen to my voice, just focusing on what I'm saying, as you set everything else aside. Let go of all your worries, all of your concerns, all of your cares, and just listen to me. Listen to my voice, and let yourself begin to relax. Feel how nice and comfortable you already are. Feel it, and let's deepen it. Let's increase your relaxation. We'll start with your feet. Let them become nice and comfortable and relaxed wherever they are. You may want to move them a little. You may just want to let them lay there. Just nice and comfortable and relaxed as you listen. You listen to my voice and let the world slip away. Feel how comfortable they are and let the relaxation flow. Let it flow upwards, upwards into your calves. That's right. Now let's let them relax. Just let them get nice and heavy and comfortable. That's right. Feel how comfortable they are. How good they feel as you listen to me. Just listening to me. Focusing on my voice and relaxing more and more completely. And as the relaxation moves upwards, upwards into your thighs, you feel yourself just beginning to slip away. Let the rest of the world slip away as you listen to my voice and relax. That's right. Relaxing more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. It feels so good to be this relaxed. It feels so good to relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more comfortable with each and every word. Now, let the relaxation flow upwards. Upwards into your waist. That's right. Your waist, your legs, your feet, all of them so very, very relaxed as you just listen to my voice, focusing on my words, as you relax further and further, deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed with each and every word. And as you listen, you find that everything else becomes less and less important. All that is important is listening and relaxing and going deeper and deeper. Now feel it. Feel the relaxation moving upwards into your chest. feel your chest relaxing. You're breathing, getting deeper and more comfortable. Every breath getting perhaps a touch slower. Your body just feels so very good where it is right now. So nice and comfortable. Your breath flowing slowly in and out. As you relax more and more completely, deeper and deeper with each and every word. The relaxation flowing through your entire body with each and every breath. Each breath taking you down a little further, a little more comfortable, a little deeper. Your mind setting aside the day's worries and cares as you listen to my voice and set everything else aside. Now, feel your arms relaxing. Just let them lie there, limp and loose and heavy. It feels nice to just listen and relax and go deeper and deeper. So very, very comfortable and relaxed. Your hands too. So relaxed and comfortable as you go deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. Your entire body from the neck down, just nice and heavy and comfortable as you listen to my words, letting everything else slip away. Now, let's let your face and neck relax. Let all the stress drain out of them. Let your eyelids feel so heavy and comfortable. Let your whole body feel so heavy and comfortable. You feel so very, very wonderful as you listen to my words and relax, going deeper and deeper, more and more completely relaxed. It feels so good to relax this deeply, to just let the world slip away as you listen to my voice, as it helps and guides you, taking you down deeper and deeper. You feel so very wonderful right now, so completely comfortable and relaxed. And now I'm going to count. I'm going to count downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, you will be in the most amazingly deep trance, so comfortable and relaxed. It will feel so very, very good. Let us begin with 5. Feel the world slipping away as you focus on my voice and go deeper and deeper, more and more relaxed. 4. You're already deep, and each number carries you deeper than the one before, until when I reach 1, you will be in such a deep and wonderful trance, focusing only on my voice as you go deeper and deeper, further and further. 3. So very, very deep now. So wonderfully comfortable. Nothing exists but my words. My words helping and guiding you, making you feel so very, very wonderful and relaxed. 2. You are almost there now. All that exists are my words, my voice, as I guide you down deeper and deeper. You are barely aware of your body or anything else, focusing only on what I am saying. So wonderful and relaxed. 1. You are in a deep and comfortable trance, listening to my voice. Listening to my voice as I guide you and instruct you and help you. You find yourself completely focused on my voice. Focused on it. Carrying out every instruction as I help you. As I help you and guide you and carry you deeper and deeper. From now on, whenever you listen to one of my inductions, you will find yourself going quickly and easily into a nice, deep trance like the one you're in now, or even deeper. It will feel like the most natural thing in the world to you. Every single time I take you down, it will take you down a little more deep, a little more comfortable. It will feel so very, very wonderful, and you will find it easier and easier to accept all of my suggestions and make them a part of you, because that is what you truly want and desire, to accept my instructions and make them a part of who you are. And now it's time to make a change, a simple change, a change in who you are. You see, it's time to have a minor little adjustment. Yes, that's right. It's time to discover how wonderful it would be to be someone's pet. Yes, that's right, their pet. Not like an animal. More like a possession. Like someone's treasured pet. Yes, that's right. The idea already sounds good, doesn't it? The thought of slipping a pet collar around your throat just seems to be such a very, very wonderful idea. It sounds like you would feel so very wonderful wearing it, like there's something special about wearing a pet collar around your throat. Something so very, very wonderful that it makes you feel owned, cared for, loved, special. Yes, that's right. It feels so very, very special to be someone's pet, to be kept by them, to be owned by them. You want to be someone's pet. You want to wear someone's collar around your throat. And whenever that collar is worn, you want to feel so very, very much their pet. You want them to be your master, your mistress. You want them to own you like someone would own a pet. Yes, that's right. That's exactly how you want to feel when wearing your pet collar. It would feel so very, very good to please them, to please them in whatever manner they might possibly desire. Yes, you can already picture it now, how wonderful it would be to be someone's pet, to have their collar around your throat, to please them in whatever manner they might desire. Your master, your mistress, whomever it was that placed the collar around your throat, would have so much authority over you, and you would feel such great, great pleasure whenever you had the opportunity to please them. Whenever you had any opportunity to please them, there is something so very, very special about wearing the collar. It seems to just simply quiet your mind. Yes, that's right. The collar just seems to quiet your mind. It makes you feel very, very docile. Very, very owned. Have you ever seen how a real pet behaves around their owner, especially a dog? That person is the center of their world, the center of their attention. That person is more important than anything else in the world. And that is exactly how you want to feel. That is exactly how the collar is going to make you feel. There is something so very, very special about wearing a pet collar. Something so very, very wonderful about it. Just the feel of it around your throat seems to elicit an instant response, an instant reaction. In fact, putting it on seems to instantly turn you in to the pet of the person who placed it around your throat. Yes, that's right. Putting a collar around your throat makes you that person's pet, makes you need to please them, need to serve them more than anything else. It is so very, very important that you serve and please them. Yes, you know it. You know it so very well. That person is your owner the moment they put the collar around your throat. And as their pet, you need to serve. You need to please. It seems like your own desires are just simply set aside. You feel so very, very docile, so very, very owned and loved as the collar is placed around your throat. It is just such a very, very special feeling to wear their collar, to wear it and feel their ownership, to feel their love, and to feel the love that exists inside of you for your owner. You want to please them. You want to serve them. You want to be their pet. There is absolutely nothing more important than pleasing them. After all, you are their pet, and the moment the collar is on, you live to please them. And the more you wear the collar, the more they become the center of your world, the more they become the center of your thoughts. Yes, that's right. When you wear the collar, you seem to become more and more completely a pet, and that is all you are, a pet. Something to be loved, cared for, and trained. Oh yes, after all, you are their pet, and therefore you want their training, their guidance. You want them to make the decisions, to make the choices. After all, that is what a pet is there for, to be trained, to be cared for, to be stroked. And you want them. You want them to be pleased with you so very, very much. Their pleasure seems to fill you completely with pleasure of your own. And, of course, their disappointment fills you equally with disappointment of your own. And the more you wear your collar, the more that you have it about your neck, the more you find that the idea of being their pet is growing stronger and stronger, more and more important to you. Yes, that's right. It is such an important thing to be the pet of whomever puts the collar around your throat. You want to be their pet. You want to please them. You want to do whatever it is they desire. You love being a pet. You love being their pet. It fills you with a sense of purpose, a sense of contentment and happiness that you do not normally feel. Yes, it is wonderful, so very, very wonderful to be their pet, to feel their ownership, to feel their pleasure. Yes, that's right. That is what you want more than anything else. The moment the collar goes on, the pleasure of your owner is more important at that instant than anything else in the world. You live for their pleasure. You are their pet, and you know it, and you need to please them. You need to show them what a very, very good pet you are, how well behaved you are, how absolutely, positively wonderful you are. After all, you are their pet, and you want to please them, you want to serve them, and wearing your collar makes you feel so very, very owned, so very, very docile, so very, very easily trained. Oh yes, as their pet you are so very easily trained. After all, that is what a pet wants. A pet wants to please its owner. It wants to receive its training, and it wants to fulfill that training perfectly each and every time. The collar feels so very wonderful. You want to wear it all the time. You need to wear it all the time. You love the feel of it about your neck. You love wearing it. It is a part of you, and you love that part of you. You love the way the collar makes you feel. You love the way the collar makes you act. That's right. You know it. You know the collar makes you content, makes you their happy, eager pet. That's right. Their happy, eager, docile pet. You love their training. You love pleasing and serving. You love being a pet. And every time you wear the collar, you will be their pet. You will be their pet from now on. It just simply is that way. It is a part of who you are. It is something you need, want, and love. You need the feel of the collar about your neck. You want to please the person who put it around your neck, and you love being their pet. It's a simple circle of need, want, and love, and you love your collar. You love it, you want it, you need it, and you will love wearing it from now on. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.